The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we have an open? I went to you, and you were thinking about an open. Do we have an open for the fastest rising segment in talk radio on planet Earth? Do you have one yet?
Well, as you know, Chad, there were technical difficulties. I know. Shocking. There were technical difficulties today in the production
studio. We have a smell in this building right now, too, that we all might be getting cancer by 2 o'clock. You comfortable with that smell that's in here?
In here?
No, I don't smell. This is fine in here. Wait till you walk back to
That must be new, because when I got in this morning.
It's
musty asbestos.
Exactly.
Musty asbestos.
So, technical
I have all their albums.
I love them. Where were they at? They opened for Wookiee Foot.
Yeah. At the Zeter Cultural Center.
We don't have an open yet because we got issues.
We don't, but we can have one in a matter of 30 seconds because I am prepared to do my very first
live
open.
Oh, wow. Well, 0 to 10, Adam Carter. How confident are you that Dave Harrigan is going to nail?
10. Wow. I really appreciate that.
I'm honestly, the guy's brilliant.
I'm a 10 also. Let's go. You have everything written down, or are you going to do it?
I have it written. I have a music bed I was able to get.
Fired up, baby. Let's go.
Calm myself down.
Namaste.
Normally, Chad's the boss when it comes to show content, but today, he's feeling philanthropic. Give us your talkers. Nothing is too microscopic. The wide range of ideas is sure to be kaleidoscopic. And sure, the discussion may turn a bit myopic, but that's what you get when we invite you to Text a Topic!
Never done. Wait a minute. I recognize this music. Is this production music?
Yes.
Sounds like the Downton Abbey theme.
Okay.
Why would you roll your eyes at that?
Okay. Mr. PBS, yes. Hey. This is beneath me. I'll be reading Shakespeare later today. Let's go. Text a topic. Pretty much everything. Pretty much. It's like about 0.1% we will not address. It's up to you, though. It's text a topic. If we could come half as close to executing text the topic as Dave did the open, I will be elated. It's very simple. You text us right now, 651-461-9226. You can say a word. You can say a phrase. We will react to it. Text a topic. Dave Harrigan, do you have a topic for us? I don't have one topic written down because I'm relying on others. With text to topic, again, you drive it, 651-461-9226. We have plenty of other topics we're getting to. Serious, sublime, ridiculous, silly, beneath us, above us, you name it. But we need your topics for a game that is sweeping the nation. Talk of the hemisphere. Text to topic, 651-461-9226. Dave, do you have something you would like to raise for text a topic?
I've got to text it. I just say it. That's not text a topic.
Okay, so are you texting it to me right now? Is that what you're doing?
No, I could just go. How does Adam Carter feeling about supporting the Rosemount Irish with the shirt he's wearing right now? Loyal, at least we thought, South Saint.
I can't support my stepson.
Fraud.
I can't support Ryan Bartle.
No. I will tell you what you need to do. Hunter Hartman is the starting right tackle opening the season. When did he graduate? 2012-2013 season for the Wayzata Trojans. They open up the season against the greatest high school on planet Earth, the Armstrong Falcons. Where did I sit with Quentin? Where did I force my father to sit to?
I know why you sat on the
other side. Armstrong Falcon side.
I know why you sat over there. You didn't want to hear the other parents on your team.
What, there are no parents on the Armstrong side?
Yeah, but they're not. They're not your side parents.
My side parents? What are you talking about?
They're not your team's parents.
You saying they would have been ripping the kid?
Just
ripping
that, you have a problem with
some
other
parents. Are
you
trying to ruin Texas topic here? That's not correct at all. I support my high school unlike this guy. You gonna what tomorrow? A Hamas sweatshirt? Okay. What's next? A Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Yeah. I mean, loose-fitting t-shirt with my chest lettuce hanging out.
Where will we go? Do people still go in the Best Buy stores for electronics, or do they order online? Excellent, excellent topic. Yes, they do. I think Best Buy is still very popular. People go inside. What do we think about the hit-and-miss ratio of customer service at Best Buy? Because I'm going to give it an 8. I think most of the time I get good service.
I can't even tell you the last time I was in Best Buy. But I agree with you that, yeah, plenty of people still go into Best Buy's. Otherwise, all their stores would be gone, but they're still around.
Have you ordered a television online?
No.
Dave?
No.
No. Next topic. Goitergate. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Who has a goiter?
I don't.
Goiter free.
Did we miss something? A goiter.
Yeah,
can you ever mention a goiter and then not be
it just sounds
problematic? Other words just immediately sound awful.
Pus.
Yeah.
Pus.
Cyst.
Goiter and pus. Ugh.
I remember there was a
what exactly is a goiter anyway?
A Burger King I frequent in high school had a gentleman who worked the drive through window who had a massive goiter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you think about, can I have somebody else serve me the food?
Yes, yeah.
Have we ever witnessed a goiter burst? Is that what a goiter would do? Wow.
Speaking of pus.
We don't need that.
I mean, you got that flying at you? That's not good. Are you guys high? I am, and this is great, hilarious. Maybe it's just me. Listen, don't drive. But if you want to have a little gummy or smoke during the show, go ahead. Go ahead. Are you, Adam Carter, interested in becoming the marijuana czar? Because we don't have one.
100%.
How is it possible we don't have one?
We've got an interim to the interim.
Text the topic, lazy or lame? Get out of here. Get out of here. Discharge, another word. Never good, right, Dave Harrigan?
It can be good.
Really?
Well, not if the term frosty comes before it.
Oh, my God.
Or frothy.
Well, frosty wouldn't be good
either. Frosty discharge. Well, that's like a bad air conditioning unit.
Chad, way to support my son. I thought you were an S guy showing your true colors. I think, does he mean my son?
I think that might have been from Jen.
Yeah. Is it from Jen? Yeah, Jen. I think your son is tremendous, but... You're also Jen South St. Paul, so I mean, let's go. Show loyalty to your original high school. You would do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to the game. You can support the young lad. I mean, it's a Thursday afternoon. What are you doing? Just supporting your Rosemont Irish. No one forced you to wear that.
Why today? Why?
You're making a statement.
Are you pooping on South St. Paul right now?
Not at all.
It seems dismissive.
I haven't seen him wear a South St. Paul Packer anything ever.
Tomorrow I will. And you won't be here.
I will, but I won't be here.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't see you come to the studio.
Tell that story again. The Moose Man. So good.
He's doing the show from Florida, but wanted to, he wasn't the only one. A lot of people, you got to keep up the – make it seem like you're really here.
Fake.
He was doing the show from Florida. And he was in for Williams, and Jordana was the news anchor for Williams. And so
you were writing the news copy for Jordana
correct.
At that time.
He threw it to Jordana. I said, oh, Moose, you got Adam Carter. And he said, oh, I didn't see you come in the studio.
He also, a lot of times, I was walking around Lake Calhoun today, and it was just a beautiful day, and he's – He's in Sarasota. Then we have him on, was it the 2012 or 16 election? And the shop is having him on with us because he knows Iowa. Well, he hasn't lived in Iowa in like 20 years. And then we can't say that he used to live in Iowa. Remember that? We're just going to have Moose on out of nowhere to talk Iowa. And he, two things. He hasn't lived in Iowa for 20 years, and we can't mention his tie to Iowa.
Your place.
Yes, that is correct. More a text-a-topic in a matter of moments on your text-a-topic.
Can you call a topic?
No.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Standards,
this is text-a-topic. Who are you? What do you think of Adam?
Dial a discussion.
Dumping on his old high school right here. Right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. All right, text-a-topic continuing. Car you would own if money was not in play, go. I'll go first. Late 60s Alfa Romeo. And I get to switch it from a stick shift because go ahead, bring the man card thing at me. Go ahead, bring it at
me. You can't drive a manual transmission?
I've only operated a stick shift twice. And the car was moving forward, but not with any alacrity.
Yeah.
Let's put it herky, jerky.
That's how you learn, though.
not good. Kaposia fight, go South St. Paul. Not for Adam, Dave. Not for Adam. Okay, you guys, car you would own if money was not an object. Cybertruck? Cyber Tesla for you?
I think an Edsel.
The Edsel. Bill Benson, Wilmer. I was in South St. Paul for us, and I was looking at the Hall of Fame wall. I saw a picture of Jim Carter. Did I miss one of Adam Carter?
No, you did not. It will never be there.
Making Canada the 51st state. Okay, let's just go this way. Canada, the canal, and Greenland. Before his second term finishes, will we own, we, like the three of us, the United States of America, will they own any of those three masses of land?
Maybe the Panama Canal?
Does that count?
Maybe.
As an answer? I don't think maybe counts.
Rosemount wishy-washiness.
Like, yeah, and it's not St. Paul. It was declarative.
I'll say no.
The answer is no. Panama Canal has the best chance. There is 0% for Canada and Greenland.
0% for Canada, for sure. I'm no also. I don't even quite understand how this became, again, one of his things. Just something gets in his head, and he will not let it go.
Gulf of America.
Change the maps.
Chad, what makes you such a chick magnet? Listen.
Okay.
I mean, I'm only human.
You're texting
listen, I mean, it's a curse. I mean, it's not easy.
Curse is right.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Philly mayor misspelling the Eagles that's gone viral.
Yes.
I missed it.
E-L-G-S.
Okay, was it like a rally to pump up the Eagles, or where was this?
I think, yeah, it was like a city rally, maybe.
Let's talk about Obama. I'm not going to use quite the word. The rumors with Jennifer Aniston. They won't stop that the Obamas are getting divorced. But then I saw one about Doug Emhoff and Kamala getting divorced too. Obama and Jen Aniston. Zero. There's no chance that this is true in any way. 10. It is a mortal lock. Dave Harrigan from TMZ.
0.4.
0.4. Giving it some hope. Adam Carter.
I'll say a 4.
I'm going to go 2. Adam's borderline.
Yeah, he's cheering for it.
Yes. Topic: has Trump done more in 4 days than the border czar Harris did 4 years to address the border crisis? Adam Carter, your thoughts?
Yeah, by words, for sure.
Yeah. Remember, and they waited too long, and all three of us have criticized the Biden administration, the executive order slowed things down dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
We have not had mass arrests, though. The idea of shock and awe the first day, that has not happened.
Nope.
A lot of executive orders, a lot of changes, a lot of stopping of refugees, threatening local officials.
Get rid of the app.
Yeah, the app's gone. I don't think he's going to back away.
No.
So this is going to be a huge part. But so far, not happened yet. How moldy is the green room, texture, and also the zipper merch? Which one would you like to take? I'll take the second.
I just glanced in the green room today briefly. So I don't know if the mold is... there was probably significant mold to begin with.
It smells frightening when you go back out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you equate it to something?
Cancer. We're all developing. What would you say? I mean, it's an odd, pungent...
Yeah, it smells like everything's been wet. I think you're finding it much more offensive than I did.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just used to things smelling disgusting.
Yeah, maybe you are. The zipper merch, we're clowns on it. We're just absolute clowns. I know it's now a joke to even bring it up, but we're no better. We're just, and even when it's zipper merch or not, just using the lanes as long as you can. It's not that difficult. I thought, apparently it is. What professional sport would you pick if it was the only sport in the world? Adam Carter, what sport you got?
If I could only watch one professional sport.
Well.
Is that what it means, or to play?
It's up to you to interpret. I think it's to play.
To play?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball.
That's the correct answer.
Golf.
Golf is
pretty
good.
The correct answer.
Wrong!
Wrong, Jack Jermon!
Jack Jermon! Bon contracté!
Chad, your opinion of President Trump's speech, the world leaders. He just played the hits. I mean, it's about the same speech he gave of Emancipation Hall, yeah. You know, and we just saw, I mean, he didn't go to Davos. It looks beautiful. This might be his new move, where he's not going to go anywhere. He's just going to have the green screen back there and pull it off. Let's see. I have Studebaker Lust.
That's what kind of car? My neighbor, Mr. Kippers, used to have a Studebaker.
Really? Did you did not answer the vehicle?
Oh, the car? Yeah. I'm not a huge car guy, but I've seen videos of like a mint cherry, an old school Ford Bronco with the big knobby tires and like in perfect condition.
Mm, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. How long until I get $1.50 gas, 2% mortgage, and virtually free groceries?
Will we ever think of a Ford Bronco without thinking of Orenthal James Simpson?
No. How about this? Did you see Netflix is coming out with another OJ doc?
We need honestly. It.
Are they unfamiliar with one of the two or three greatest documentaries of my life?
Yeah.
OJ Simpson, Made in America, four parts.
I'm going to have to watch that again.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I did a couple of years. I watched it initially, and then I watched it again a couple of years ago when I was seeing Carla and she wasn't filming it. It is spectacular.
Better than The Last Dance?
By far.
Oh?
By far. Because The Last Dance is just sports, 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 sports. It's your whole life sports. This is an American hero, tragedy,
racism,
police misconduct. The absolute goofballs he's hanging with, how his celebrity allowed him to get away with beating Nicole time after time after time, and they get all the interviews. And I think Netflix has decided the Americans, and we're all Americans, we just forget things, but we're TikTok now. And so we're forgetting, and so they're going to put together one. I'm sure it'll be decent, but it's not O.J. Simpson Made in America.
No, but I think it's going to be a little different. They've said it's actually, for the first time, casting some doubt on the verdict, saying the jury may have gotten it wrong.
Well, of course.
What? How could that possibly be? Casting doubt? Oh, it was the slam dunk of all time.
Oh, my. Where were you? When they announced the verdict.
At my fraternity house in college.
And your immediate reaction was?
Wow.
You? Where were you?
I was in middle school band class at the time, and we didn't know until the class was over.
Teacher had the trial
yes.
up.
We were all playing our music, yeah. knowing the announcement was coming, and then when we got to the hall afterwards, it was talk of the school.
Well, remember, you know, they announced it the afternoon before. So we're on the air. So I'm still with Barrero. And it's like, this fast? How is it possible that they've reached this decision this fast? Then it was like a pregame. You're clicking the channels and they're getting ready. And I was just taking notes and I just watched my house and said, here we go. Like, 100% he's guilty. Not 99%, not 99.9%, 100% he's guilty. And it was what you've done to black Angelenos for the last 20 years. And one side was brilliant in their law work and the other side was overwhelmed. And the other side also had to try to defend Mark Furman. And good luck on that one. You know, thank you.
He's a buddy of yours, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be wearing my Mark Furman shirt tomorrow. Exactly. Thank you. Adam Robert Carter back with Jordana tomorrow. Hauser on the St. Paul nonsense. Next. Wait. Hold on a second. We just have a ruling on Donald Trump's attempt to overturn birthright citizenship. A federal judge said he will block that. It's not happening. And the federal judge calls it blatantly unconstitutional. And by the way, no shock, he's correct. You can't just pick and choose the Constitution, and I'm going to wave it away by an executive order. If you want to go through the process, and it's difficult, and it's a lot to do to try to overturn parts of the Constitution, do that. But we can't have presidents, no matter who they are, just, I'm going to decide this. Second Amendment, it's gone. It doesn't work that way, and we all should know that.